A large classroom is overflowing with mostly high schoolers. There are parents here and there looking a little dazed or very, very focused.
I thank each of you for coming early to the fair this morning. I hope you'll consider it to be a good use of your time.
Gary Ross is Dean of Admission at Colgate University in New York State. This morning, he's the application essay guru and sets the scene for when a student's application could be read.
It's 7:30 on a Sunday evening in late January. The admission officers are seated around a table. The room smells of stale bread and old mustard from the sandwiches that were eaten at noon. People are exhausted, maybe even a little cranky. Your application is the next one to be reviewed. It's the 78th application to be reviewed that day.
How to make it stand out in a good way? First, what not to do.
Never ever give in to the temptation to use one of the essays floating around on the web.
The admissions office likely has seen it before, and all hope of getting in is probably torpedoed. An application essay should be from the heart, about an event or issue the student knows well, and it should reveal something about how a student thinks. Aspen student Julia Junquist pipes up.
Would you prefer if someone was like risk-taking in their like essay rather than someone who had just a really well-constructed basic essay?
I'd actually prefer whichever essay is going to be better written that you believe represents the best of your writing ability.
Afterwards, Junquist says the advice helps.
I'm always curious, do they prefer someone who's very like authentic and strong and have very different ideas even though they can't grasp them totally? Or do they prefer a student that knows a subject really well, knows what they're talking about really well, so it's very well structured even though it's maybe not something new that they're presenting?
The next workshop is how to afford being on campus, especially with student debt skyrocketing.
Are we running out of handouts? Where's the handouts now? Do we have a lot still?
We can do some up here.
Okay.
A legion of mostly parents cram into a small classroom. Jim Swanson, director of financial aid at Colorado College, reviews how to apply for scholarships and loans and tricks to make that easier. Fruita sophomore Ethan Archer has this question.
Say I went to CU and I joined with the ROTC and I got a scholarship through the ROTC. Will that change my eligibility?
Well, you guys are good. Great questions. Okay, the question is that maybe...
The answer is yes. One scholarship could affect another, but Swanson encourages the crowd to apply for aid for every school a student really wants to go to. Because there are so many variables, sometimes the most expensive school offers the best scholarships, turning out to be the most affordable option. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.